Now, Mr. Speaker, no one in this debate doubts the deadly, serious threat we face from Daesh and what they do, although sometimes we find it hard to live with the reality. We know that in June, 4 gay men were thrown off the 5th storey of a building in the Syrian city of Deir el-Zour. We know that in August, the 82-year-old guardian of the Antiquities of Palmyra, Professor Khalid al-Assad, was beheaded and his headless body was hung from a traffic light. And we know that in recent weeks there has been the discovery of mass graves in Sinjar, one said to contain the bodies of older Yazidi women murdered by Daesh because they were judged too old to be sold for sex. We know they have killed 30 British tourists in Tunisia, 224 Russian holidaymakers on a plane, 178 people in suicide bombings in Beirut, Ankara and Suruç, 130 people in Paris, including those young people in the Bataclan, whom Daesh, in trying to justify their bloody slaughter, called them apostates engaged in prostitution and vice. If it had happened here, they could have been our children. And we know that they are plotting more attacks. So the question for each of us and for our national security is this: given that we know what they are doing, can we really stand aside and refuse to act fully in our self-defence against those who are planning these attacks? Can we really leave to others the responsibility for defending our national security when it is our responsibility? And if we do not act, what message would that send about our solidarity with those countries that have suffered so much, including Iraq and our ally France? Now, France wants us to stand with them. And President Hollande, the leader of our sister socialist party, has asked for our assistance and help. And as we are undertaking airstrikes in Iraq, where Daesh's hold has been reduced, and we are already doing everything but engage in airstrikes in Syria, should we not play our full part?